This is the Sankirtan crew. Book distribution crew. Anyone else go out? What about those Maharajis?
Krishna Murari Maharaji, Sandini Shapisha Vikram.
Anyone else go out?
Keshava occasionally in Devakar Nipati.
Oma Ganatvanandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. I don't think you really have to turn on the heat. By the time it's you feel it, it'll probably be time to leave. How often does everyone go out here on both distribution?
I'm going 4 days a week.
2 days a week.
5 days.
I'm just getting out when I can at the moment.
I used to go out 4 days, but the service has changed, so I'm going to just try and go out.
2 or 3 days.
And how long has everyone been doing both distribution?
8 months, 7 months.
Yourself?
4 months.
About a month or so. 5 years.
What's that?
5 years.
I was in full time institution for about 5 years and then about 5 years.
I've been doing part distribution.
So, what do you think is the most important thing to be successful in book distribution? Yeah, I'm just. Yes?
Something of mercy. In and on Krishna.
Well, yeah. Anything else?
Steadiness.
Do your best.
Reading Prabhupada's books as well.
So what do you think about when you first go out, if you get?
For me, I try to be compassionate to the people actually reaching out. That's the people of spirituality.
What do you think about
that? First thing I do is pray, because they're to try and basically give books out to the people.
By the burn.
I try to get out the first person I see. I just try to get everyone the next 6 or so hours.
Try to get me going. It takes a while for me to start distribution, so I try to think, Krishna will make an arrangement for me to purpose.
Pray that the first person you hit up doesn't bite you.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Let go of my arm.
What do you think?
I guess I try and see myself as being in the position of other people, and so I can try and feel some compassion towards them, because I was just like them not so long ago.
Yourself? You have to speak loudly. Sandini Shakti. When you first go out of book distribution. Everyone has to speak loud. Maybe I'm going deaf or everything. Oh, I'm sure Krishna can distribute books. What about you? What's that?
Yes.
But I guess somehow or another we have to develop some kind of spiritual vision when we go out there. Not only when we go out there, but we always have to have a spiritual vision. But when we go out for book distribution, that's a test. We start realizing what our vision really is. It's not that only when we're out distributing books that everything becomes spiritual, and the rest of the time everything is material. But sometimes when we go out there, then we get some feedback where our vision really lies. We may start looking at everyone going very fast, thinking, well, none of these people seem like they'd possibly stop and take a book from me. You know, besides that, well, I don't really know what to say to them. And if they did stop, then I'd feel really embarrassed. And I'm going to be out here for so long, and I don't really want to be out here. And, you know, it seems like, who knows what's going to happen to me? You know, there may be council members everywhere, and the police are watching me. And people don't like me. And why am I out here? You know, I wish there was some place to sit down and hide for a while. Maybe I could disappear. So, in other words, as soon as we make an attempt, then immediately we start realizing how much we're liable to become influenced by our material minds, our material conceptions of things. So it's an opportunity to see what our vision is. Then, of course, there's a certain amount of experience that's required also. I think most of us can see that when we go out there, people react according to how we feel. If you're very nervous, then people get nervous. Take the book, and they go, I don't want it. And if we're very calm and peaceful, then the people we're dealing with, they're very calm and peaceful too. Or at least they become more calm and peaceful. The other thing is that one has to become a little conscious of what's going on. It is not simply we have some technique and we apply it like the hammer comes down, the technique comes down on the person, and they're all supposed to react. One has to be a little conscious of what's going on and be receptive to the intelligence that Krishna is giving. In other words, if we make it too mechanical, I do this, they do that, and if it doesn't work out, then we go on to the next person, then our actual expertise in book distribution is going to be quite limited. But if we become receptive, we're saying we're praying to the Super Soul, but he's also giving us information in the form of intelligence. Of course, he's also sending the people, but when he sends the people, we have to be sensitive enough to understand, to have some consciousness of who we're dealing with, what their mentality are, how they're reacting to what we're doing, and be able to be conscious enough to try to modify our tone of voice, our behavior, our presentation, try to modify it according to the circumstances. Usually what interferes with all that is that we're very nervous about the results. We're not really so compassionate upon the conditioned souls. We're more compassionate on ourselves. If they don't take the book, if they don't give a donation, I won't distribute any books, and when they read off my name, I'll be embarrassed. So take the book, please. You don't want to embarrass the world savior, do you? I came out here out of compassion. You're not helping me out. You're not helping me out here, you know. Give me a break, you know. Why should I be tortured here? Give a donation. So we have to have some kind, you know, some understanding of why we're actually out there. Be convinced that we are actually out there for not only for the conditioned soul's benefit, but for our benefit also, because presently we're one of the conditioned souls too. And part of our benefit will be is if we're actually just satisfied being out there trying to distribute the books without any meditation on what it's going to bring me in terms of maybe some gain or reputation or something. That we're actually trying to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness while we're doing our service. And part of that is just to be receptive to Krishna's instructions that he's giving us, how to sell the book. So it's a meditation in action. Krishna wants the book sold, and he'll give us the intelligence how to do it. And if we don't interfere with it, we don't become attached to the mental platform. If we're actually via media to Krishna, then Krishna will inspire them within the heart and give us the intelligence what to do, what to say, how to act in such a way as to inspire them to take the book. And if we're seeing that, then we'll feel comfortable that we don't have to save the world, nor do we have to come up with something which is always extraordinary. But Krishna will do that for us. He'll give us the intelligence necessary. But we have to feel comfortable doing the service. If we're too much in anxiety, we start approaching people who think, well, here comes someone, not in a billion years this person's ever going to take a book. Excuse me, sir, get lost, kid. I knew it. I knew these people couldn't, you know, I couldn't. We try to shoot for the rhinoceros all the time, and we're always, our minds are convinced that this is an impossible task. I'm out here just to torture myself. Maybe Krishna likes to see me tortured out here. Maybe that's his highest pleasure, is to watch his devotees torture us. So we have to develop some vision of who can actually stop, and when they do stop, be conscious and receptive of what to do. When they do, how to put the book in their hands. If you force the book into their hands, if we're too aggressive, then the result is that our mentality will feel that aggression, and we won't like it, and they won't like it either. And if we're too laid back, so to speak, too passive, then they won't feel any real determination on our part, and we won't either. We'll feel like we're just helpless. Here, take the book. So we have to be conscious of how we're doing it, that there is potency behind it, but it's not aggressive. That it's just, sometimes different people, it does have to be more aggressive, sometimes lighter. It can't all be one for the same person. A person who's relatively simple walking down the block, you come up to him in too humble way, he won't even notice you. And a person who's too passionate, you come on passionate like he is, then you'll just be another competitor. One has to be sensitive to the different people and adjust our mood, our style, everything else accordingly. Then we'll actually feel how Krishna is, see or realize how Krishna is working through us. That it's not really due to our little expertise and knowledge and experience that everything depends on that. It depends upon our receptivity to become conscious of Krishna. That he wants to distribute these books, and we can be instruments, and he'll make the arrangements for it. And then we'll enjoy doing it, because it'll be interesting to see how we can blend into different circumstances and become Krishna's agent, secret agent. And if we think that we're the doer out there, and it all depends upon our expertise and our potency and everything else, and maybe we send a message to Krishna once in a while when things aren't going so good, hope that he answers it. In the meantime, it's just a fight between me and the elements out there. It's a struggle. That's what it'll be. It's a struggle. And usually we'll get discouraged after some time. And if we see ourselves as Krishna's instruments in a real way, not just, I'm an instrument of Krishna, I can't figure out how I'm an instrument, but we actually see how Krishna is supplying us with the intelligence and the proper mood, everything else. He's telling us how to do it. And if we also learn from those who are more expert than we are, then we can get some hints. Krishna can give us some hints through them. But ultimately, it's a relationship with the Super Soul. And all of us, I'm sure, we have the experience. And we do, when the book is distributed and people give a donation, then we actually feel more enlivened. You don't have to intellectually think how you're going to become enlivened. It just naturally comes. The confidence, the patience, the enthusiasm just comes as the books go out. Isn't that right? then everything just, and it's not that suddenly you learn all new lines, but just the fact that we feel more patient, more confident, more enthusiastic, even if we don't externally show it, but then people reciprocate. And if we're too anxious, you know, what's going to happen out here, and how many books am I going to distribute, how much Lakshmi am I going to contribute, what will the devotees think about me, what are the people out there think about me, what about so many, too much anxiety out there, then we'll approach people, we'll be in anxiety. There'll be an anxiety, and we won't be able to be a proper instrument for Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
How can we develop a long-term vision for staying with the service of book distribution as well over a long period of time?
We'll get some happiness out of it. Get some happiness out of it. You want to keep with it. I mean, how did you develop a long-term vision for taking prasadam every day?
I loved it.
Yeah, same thing with the book distribution. We learn how to like it. We become purified enough that it becomes enlivening and enlightening, then we'll want to keep with it. And if we think it's just some routine that I have to do for some reason or another that forced me out in the street, I didn't want to be here. It's too hot or it's too cold, and I don't like it here, I don't like the people, I never read these books anyhow. Why should anyone else read them? I don't read them either. And we'll think, you know, why am I out here? Just trying to get some money, because if I don't get the money, then we won't have any food. Something crazy like that will come through our minds.
What are some of the things that have kept you inspired to keep doing books so long?
Krishna. That it actually absorbs you. Krishna's happy with it. Krishna's happy that he reciprocates. See that you're an instrument in Krishna's service, and he empowers you to become blissful out there. Because that's what ultimately we're trying to distribute. Bliss, knowledge, eternally. So we're blissful, we have real actual awareness, we're happy consistently. That's what the book's all about. And really what we're selling is, when we're approaching people, we're selling more ourselves than the book. People are not going to understand the book in 5 seconds. They're reading us more than the book. So if we're blissful, we're conscious, and we're consistent, then that's what they buy. So Krishna creates his devotee like that. He manifests that through his devotees. That's how he sells the book.
As far as engagement is concerned, does it vary for individuals, or is it better to be a full-time book distributor?
Well, not everyone's going to want to be a full-time book distributor. Sometimes, obviously, there are different services, because devotee, it's different circumstances. It's not that we're only distributing books, we have a whole society. But unless we distribute the books, neither will understand what our society is meant for, nor other people will understand it either. Our society is meant to convince people that Krishna is God, and there's no more direct way of doing that is by distributing books. But also prasadam distribution in the temple, the deity worship, that's also to convince people that Krishna is God. Not that we're only distributing books and that's our whole society. So it requires other people to take care of these things, so, to do those services. But if no one distributes books, after a while we'll forget what our society is for. We'll forget that our society is meant to distribute transcendental knowledge.
There's a lot of quotes from Srila Prabhupada. This is the prime engagement for the prime service. It should be everything else sort of centers around the book distribution. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But not that because I'm a book distributor, therefore everything centers around me. That I'm engaged in the best service, so everyone should serve me. Although that may be a fact in some respects, but still, we should understand the service may be best, but just by my doing the service doesn't make me the best. I'm just a, without the assistance of the other devotees, I won't be able to do the service. So we should, unless there was prasadam cooked, unless it was prasadam served, unless there was deity worship, unless someone took care of the temple, I wouldn't be able to do my service. But the culmination of all the services is especially book distribution. Because people will be able to appreciate the other services if they read these books. Otherwise they want to understand what we're doing.
Maharaj, do you have any advice for follow-up preaching after the book's been distributed?
Yeah, do something like that. But it depends on if you actually want devotees to join or not, and how many you want to join, who you want to join. If you make a plan how to do it, then it'll happen. We're rather given a whole elaborate plan, and then no one really wants to do it, it won't be very valuable. But if you find someone very receptive, then you'll get their name and address and call them up to come to the Sunday feast. It's a very simple way of doing it. And then when they do come, you can see them, talk to them. Not that, you know, somehow or another they took the book and I got a donation. My life is complete and so is theirs. Next lifetime we'll come back and we'll give him another book. Anything else? One good way I find is stopping people rather than asking them, are you from Melbourne, out of town? Whatever else you say. Is to just give them some compliment. But, you know, not just let them bask in the compliment. You go, if you say something like, excuse me, sir, notice your tie looks really good. You go, I'm from Chicago, where are you from? Immediately. And a lot of times you go, what? But they heard the compliment, and then it starts ringing, sinking into their minds that this person just complimented me. And you'll see, a lot of times a lot of people will stop and turn back and shake their hand. Because just because he said something nice about them. It didn't really sink in because probably no one had complimented them in maybe 15 years or something. And it just rings in them, you know, you become like their admirer, the best friend they've had. And in the back of their mind throughout the rest of the conversation, that's there. He actually said something nice about them. So things go much more smoothly than if you ask them, are you from here or out of town? Sometimes that works. Sometimes it's necessary. But then you're asking them for a favor to give you some information. And this way you're starting out the conversation by giving them something, a compliment. So people won't stop always to give some information. But they'll stop for a compliment, for an admirer, for one of their devotees. As Krishna reciprocates with his devotees, so generally people reciprocate with their devotees. And, you know, even whatever you say, if you're just positive, I mean, most you have to just pick out something that you actually think is pretty unusual. You go, you know, I saw your hair, it was really good, you know, I got the same hairstyle as yourself. Anything else?
Over the years, have you noticed that when you distribute books, it's gotten harder or easier, or it's just the same, it's just us, basically?
You mean to distribute books?
Yeah, if we go to any town or city, sometimes it appears very hard to distribute books.
No, it's all according to our consciousness. Lord Chaitanya could get the animals to dance. So I'm sure if he empowers us, we can get a few people to take books. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, even the stones can melt. So certainly the stone-hearted people can melt if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually gives us his mercy. We become receptive to become his instruments. And if we're not, then it's very difficult. We don't know what to say, we don't know how to act, we don't know what to do, we don't know the mood, we don't know anything. He doesn't give us his mercy. But his mercy is not going to be some good fairy comes out from heaven with her magic wand and sprinkles it over the good fairy dust and we get the mercy. The mercy manifests as we become actually determined to distribute this knowledge in a way that's effective. But I think if you try out, you know, giving people a few compliments, you'll see that people are quite receptive to it. That's part of our philosophy. That's what Prabodhananda Saraswati said, taking a straw in my teeth, flattering you 1,000 times, oh great soul. And then the person stops and says, yes, you're one of my devotees, what can I do for you? And they say, well, give up all your nonsense and take one of these books. Okay. Is anyone going out tomorrow? You go out. So I'll go out for a little while tomorrow. You both. You go out too? What's that?
I'll come to
you. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendent book to Shushan ki jai. Gaur Premanande.
Thank you.